Father, we thank you. The hour is here. Lord, glorify thyself again, as always, that thy people might rejoice in thee. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the name of Jesus. It is the name that is above every name. Lord, we praise you this morning. We say, Lord, how great thou art. Hallelujah. Thy people say, how great thou art this morning. I want everybody to say, how great thou art. Come on, say it again. How great thou art. He loves to hear it. Because he is God alone. Amen. Let's say it again. How great thou art. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. In all the earth. How excellent is thy name. You know, some people call themselves reverend and so forth like that. But there is only one reverend. And his name is Jesus Christ. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap right now. Come on now. Give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. I don't know why anybody would even take that title, reverend. It is a shame. It is a disgrace. Because only thy name is reverend. That's what the Bible says. Thy name alone is reverend. And his name is Jesus. How many people can say Jesus? Say it again, Jesus. The Bible says, it shall come to pass that as many as call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion, this is Mount Zion right here. Because the Bible says, upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion shall be the glory of the Lord. For a defense. Amen. How many of you want to call upon his name this morning? The Bible says, when men began to multiply upon the face of the earth, they began to call upon the name of the Lord. And from that time until now, people are still calling upon the name of the Lord. Oh my. Last week we told you how great that name was. His name is highly exalted. There is no other name. In fact, the Lord, he said, he looked up to heaven. He looked for somebody greater than himself. He looked around the earth. And but finding all, he swore by himself. And his right hand, he brought salvation back to himself. Because he will find nobody else. Praise you in the name of the Lord. That is the one that we are exalting this morning. Let's give him some praise up in here. Come on now. Give the Lord some praise. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and be seated. Amen. How many of you are enjoying the goodness of the Lord? You're enjoying the Lord this morning? Oh, sure, I am enjoying the Lord. The Lord is good. And his mercies endure it forever. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Are you with me, church, this morning? I don't hear anybody responding. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I can go to a ball game and I can get a better response than that if somebody makes a touchdown. You know, but we're talking about Jesus here. We're talking about the Lord. Come on, praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, you know, I challenge you. If you can find any other, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 5 and 8, there be many that are called gods. But I tell you what, there are no gods at all. Because they can't speak, they can't do nothing. You know, but people call them gods anyway. Do you know why? Because people rebel against the Lord. So they make up something else to take his place. But I guarantee you, except you believe that I am he, the Bible said, you shall die in your sins. But unto us, there is but one God. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I love his name. Do you love his name? Oh, I love his name. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Well, I'm going to give you another reason to shout for joy this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to speak to us for a few minutes this morning. Amen. Are we all ready? Okay, I'm going to share this with us this morning. It's called the Great Seal. S-E-A-L. The Great Seal. And I want you to turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I am going to read at verse 19. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I am going to read at verse 19. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Say amen if you are with me.
Amen.
Now, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal. See, this is the great seal that I'm going to talk about for just a few minutes this morning. What is the seal behind the foundation of God? It's a two-part seal, and I'm going to talk about that this morning. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord, that's the first part of the seal. The Lord knows them that are His. Are you His this morning? You know, the Lord, He knows you. I mean, in fact, He's known you from before the foundation of the world. The Bible says that your names have been written in the book of life, even before the world began. That's the first part of the seal. The second part of the seal is this. And let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord, let them depart from iniquity. How many of you can say praise the Lord to that? Well, you know, some people like to say, well, I belong to the Lord and so forth. But they don't want to do the second part, see. They don't want to depart from iniquity, see. But that's not going to work. It's going to be both ways. And we're going to just speak for a few minutes on that this morning. The first part that I want to speak about. See, I'm going to take a text of scripture from John chapter 10. I want you to turn with me to John chapter 10. This is going to make you happy. John chapter 10. Here's what Jesus had to say when he was declaring himself as the good shepherd. And he told the people, everyone that ever came before me and so forth. See, you know, they were thieves and robbers and so forth. I am the good shepherd. See? I am the good shepherd. You know, the hireling and so forth, they run when there's trouble coming. You know, but the Lord said, no, the good shepherd, he lays down his life for the sheep. But here's what he has to say. I'm going to read a few verses, jump around a little bit in John chapter 10, but let's see what the Lord will have for us. John chapter 10 and verse 14. I am the good shepherd. Now that's Jesus, not me. Now that's Jesus. And if you have the red text lying in your Bible, you notice those words are in red. That's Jesus speaking. I am the good shepherd. And I know my sheep. Now remember, we just read in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 19, the Lord knows them that are His. He said, I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep. And I am known of mine. See? And as my Father has knoweth me, you know, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And all that sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also must I bring. Oh yes, Jesus, he was a visionary. He had a vision. He's going to bring all that sheep. And a couple months ago, we told you about the price, you know, for the great pearl. And Jesus, he got that great pearl. He laid down his life and he got that price. And he said, all that sheep I have, I will bring them in. See, and there's going to be one fold. It's the people that like to separate, but the Lord, God, he wants one fold. How many of you say praise the Lord? And he's going to get it too, because that's what he said here. I'm going to bring them in. There will be one fold. See, and there is going to be one shepherd. And why is he going to be able to do it? Because he is the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to turn to verse 27 of the same chapter. I'm just going to jump around a little bit in this chapter here. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. Now that's that text again. Remember, I said the Lord knows them that are His. That's the first part of this great seal that I'm talking about. See, the Lord knows His people. He said, I know mine, and I am known of mine. Now, verse 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me. Now, we're going to be talking about in the second part. We're going to be talking about this, the follow me part of it. Now, they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. Amen. And they shall never perish.
Amen.
Now, that ought to make some people shout for joy.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
I give them eternal life.
Amen.
And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man blot them out of my hand. Why? Because my Father which gave them to me is greater than all. And no man can block any. I said no man can block any thing out of God's hands. There's nobody that is great enough to block you out of his hand. He said, I've got you in my hands. I have graven you in the graving of my palms. He's got you. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You're not going anywhere. He's got you. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And now, you know, he tells them something that's going to send him to the cross now. I and my Father are one. We told you last week. That's why they crucified him. Because why? Say, you, being a carpenter's son and all, you make yourself God. But if you only knew. See, one time Jesus, he said to the woman at the well, if you only knew who it was that is standing before you, you would ask of him this water and he would give it to you and you will never thirst again. You know, Jesus, he's the only one that can make such a representation. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. My sheep know my voice. See, and they follow me and I give unto them eternal life. Verse 4 of the same chapter. I'm sorry, like I said, I'll go back and forth. Verse 4 of chapter 10 of John. He's talking about the good shepherd. When he put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. And a stranger's voice they will not follow. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh, I love that. You know, a stranger's voice. Now, I don't know, maybe some of you following stranger's voices. Well, you know, you won't follow a stranger's voice if you are his sheep. See, a stranger's voice, you will not follow. He said, because they don't know the voice of strangers, but they will flee from strangers. See, they don't know. See, the sheep, they don't know the voice of strangers. They only listen to the voice of the shepherd. So Jesus said, I know my sheep, and I give unto them eternal life, and so forth. Now, the Lord, he knows his people, and he's had you in his hands from before the foundation of the world. Now, turn with me to Matthew chapter 11. This is Matthew chapter 11, and I'm going to read, starting at verse 25. Matthew 11. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and from the prudent. See, because the wisdom, the Lord taketh the wisdom of this world in their own conceit. You see, he makes, you know, the people that say, well, we are wise and we are, you know, we know this and so forth. They want to prove God by science and all of that. You're never going to do it. You are going to have to believe God by faith. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now he says, the Lord for has hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and but he has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight. Say, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son. See, now listen to this. As we preached last week, no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal it. Now, has the Lord revealed to you the Father? You know, he said to Philip, have I been with you so long time, and yet thou hast not known me? Has he revealed that to you? So no man knows who he is. But when you give that revelation, that's where the power is at, like we said last week. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now he said, my sheep know my voice, and I will reveal myself to them, and I will, on top of all of that, give them eternal life. Now these things are hidden from the wise. If you want to compute God by computation and so forth like that, you're never going to find it. But if you want to believe God by faith, are you saved?
Amen.
Amen. That's how we get anything from the Lord, is by faith, but it's all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, but it's by faith. You cannot please the Lord without faith. That's in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. You cannot please the Lord except by faith. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, I'm not going to take a lot of time this morning, so I'm going to go right to the second part. Now, that the first part is that the Lord, see, already knows his people. See, and if you are his, you will not follow strange voices. Now, everything, what's a strange voice? Now, let me tell you what it is, just in case you're not sure. Everything that does not line up 100% with this word is a strange voice. See, and you know, the devil, he's very crafty. He knows this word, but he'll twist it up just a little bit. See, he'll add something or take away from it or turn it around and so forth like that. No, that's a strange voice. Now, you stay away from that. Now, if Adam and Eve would have stayed away from that strange voice, that would be all this mess that we have today. But when you stay with that word, because Jesus said, I have one that judges at the last day, that word that I have spoken, it will judge at the last day. See, this word is the final arbiter of everything. The word of God, you stay right with it. Don't turn to it, to the left. A couple months ago, we preached on how to get the real prosperity. Stay with the word of God. Don't turn to the left and don't turn to the right. You got to stay with that word. So everything else that is contrary to this word, or that's a little bit twisted here or there and so forth, that doesn't line up 100% with this word, is a strange box. You stay away from that. Don't mess with it. You know, but you stay right with the word of God. You'll never lose. You can never lose if you stay with the word of God. Praise you, the Lord. You always must stay with the word. I don't care what happens. You stay with the word of God. In fact, even if it looks like it's not going the way that you think, you stay with the word of God, because in the final analysis, you cannot lose. The word of God, like we preached a month ago, will sustain itself. It will always come through and sustain itself. You can never lose. So everything that is contrary or does not line up with this word 100% is a strange voice. So you stay away from that. Now, let's talk about part two of this message, which is they that name the name of the Lord, see, must depart from iniquity. See, everyone that names the name of the Lord, see, must depart from iniquity. Now, one of the things, see, the first thing, as I've said here, right here in this church many times, the first thing about God is righteousness. Because the Bible says, thy throne, O God, is the throne of righteousness. The scepter of thy throne is that of righteousness. See, you cannot, see, there is no way you can do it without righteousness. Even be very, anywhere even remotely close to God. So righteousness even exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. So we're going to talk about, you know, but there's a different flavor that the Lord wants me to bring to this morning. And that's the one that we're going to do. But first, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And I'm going to just read a couple of things here and then bring what the Lord wants me to bring out of this. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And I'm going to read from verse 14. Now here's what it says. Now this scripture is talking about, you know, what the believer, how we should conduct ourselves and so forth. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? See, light and darkness, they can't coexist. And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? See? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, this is where I'm going with that this morning. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now, so there is a condition to God receiving us. There's a condition to God being a father unto us. Say, I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord. See, now you want to be called the son of God? Touch not the unclean thing. Come out from among them. Be ye separate. You say, be separate? Yes, sir. Be separate. Because that's what the scripture commands. Now, how can you be separate? I mean, you've got to go to work. You've got to go to school. You got to do all of these things and so forth like that. You'll be in the world, but not of the world. See, we live in the world, but we are not of the world. See, Bible says our conversation is in heaven. Your very lifestyle should be after the pattern of the word of God. We are epistles read of all men, and we must carry that light. Praise you, the Lord. You know, some Christians today, you can't even tell the difference between them, so-called, and the world. See, the church looks so much like the world. The world looks so much like the church. And God has rejected them both. Wherefore, out of all that mess, he will bring forth a new generation. Yeah. Hallelujah. It is a generation that is after the heart of God. See, they're not after God for the handouts of things that God can give. See, they're not after God. You know, sometimes when the Bible says the substance of things hoped for. You know, the evidence of things. And immediately people begin to think of the things that they can get from the Lord. No. See, what God wants us to do, and that's what I'm going to share with us this morning, is we want the Lord, He wants to be our chief joy. The Lord wants to be your chief joy. He wants you to seek after Him. And not after the things that He can give. Praise ye the Lord. So a lot of people want to serve the Lord for His goodness. See? And then when the Lord gives them some good things and so forth, they are happy. But the next little thing that happens, they blame the Lord. See? If the Lord were good, if He would have cared, He would not allow this kind of thing to happen to me and so forth like that. But the Lord, see, He would allow those things because the Bible says the Lord, see, He said in the day of adversity, in the day of prosperity, rejoice. But in the day of adversity, consider, because the Lord will set the two things together to make sure that you don't find anything else. How many of you understand that? Amen. The Lord allows all these things to happen to us and so forth to be sure that our hearts is set right before Him. You know, so now, if we truly believe, see the Lord, then we will obey His word. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. One of His commandments, I'm telling you this morning, straight from the word of God, be ye separate. Come out from among them. The Bible even says in a great house, there are many kinds of vessels. There are vessels of honor. There are vessels of dishonor. See, there are all kinds of things. But whosoever will purify himself, become a vessel of honor. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. So turn with me to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48. Here in this scripture, the Lord says, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. You say, perfect? That's exactly right. We must be perfect. Now, Jesus, He told Abraham in Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1. He told Abraham, He said, walk thou before me and be perfect. You say, Jesus told him that? Yes, sir. You say, Jesus, no. You say, you know, some people, even Jesus, He said the same thing. He said, you know, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and was glad. And the people looked at Him and said, you're not even 50 years old. You already seen Abraham? Look at you. We always knew you were crazy. And Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. And that I am sounded like the great flame that Moses saw. Say, I am. Amen. This is the same Jesus that spoke to Abraham. You see, Abraham rejoiced to see his day and he was glad. As we told you last week, even the elective Israel, they rejoice. See, under the cloud. See, the rock, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4, that followed them was Christ. Right there, back then, it was still Christ. So Jesus, He told Abraham, walk thou before me and be thou perfect. See, how can we be perfect and so forth like that? You know, let's read 1 Peter. 1 Peter. Remember the message is, it's a great seal, but it's two parts to it. The Lord, He knows His people. And the second part, He wants the people of God to be holy, to depart from iniquity and so forth like that. Now, 1 Peter, I'm going to read from the first chapter of 1 Peter. And I'm just going to read from about verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to read from about verse 15. Now, if you want to get the fullness of this scripture, you have to read the entire chapter. But I don't have time this morning to read all of it. So I'm just going to start at verse 15. But as He which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things such as gold and silver, from your vain conversation, you know, and so forth, like which you received by tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. This scripture is telling us, as God is holy, we also must be holy. You must be holy in conversation. You say, what is holiness? Well, let me spell holiness out to you this morning. Say, what is holiness? Turn with me to Galatians. I'm going to spell it out for us this morning. This will not take very long. Galatians chapter 5. In this chapter, he talks about the works of the flesh, which he wants us to depart from. And then he also talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Now notice, the fruit of the Spirit is singular. You know, he put it that way because he knows, the Lord knows what he's doing. He put it that way so people can't say, well, I got 8 out of 9. That's pretty good. See, you know, no. See, it's the fruit of the Spirit, see. And if you ever notice, here's how you spell holiness. Let me spell it out for you today. From verse 22 of Galatians chapter 5. Holiness is spelled love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. See, and against such there is no law. Did you ever wonder why holiness is not part of the fruit of the Spirit? I mean, you would think that would be the first thing. See, because without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. See, so that ought to be the first thing. But this is how you spell holiness this morning. This is it. It's love. It's joy. It's peace. It's long-suffering. It's gentleness. It's goodness. It's faith. It's meekness. It's temperance. Some people call it the fruit of the Spirit. But that's where your holiness is at. Now, if you have all these things, against such, there is no law. How many of you say praise the Lord? Now, we don't have time because each one of those is a message in itself. We don't have time this morning to talk about law and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness, see, and even goodness and faith and meekness and temperance. I don't have time to talk about each one of those individually. So I'm going to just leave it like that this morning and say that God wants us to be holy. This fruit of the Spirit must be in our lives. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And I'm going to read just a couple of verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Now, here our epistle read, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Now, some people say, well, I don't care what people say. Well, come again. The Bible says we are epistles read of all men. You know, so you say, well, can I do anything I want? No, you can't. See, because we are epistles read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not in tables of stones, but in fleshly tables of the heart. See, so we're saying, and then people say, well, you know, how can we do all of these things? You know, you want us to be epistles, you want us to be holy, you want us and so forth. Here is the answer. Verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of the Lord. How many of you say amen to that? Sure, our sufficiency is God that worketh in us, even both to will and to perform of his good pleasure. Praise ye the Lord. Now the time is coming when they will not endure sound doctrine. See, they would love to hear teachers that will give them what they want to hear. See, but won't want to hear the truth. Now, you young people, you listen to me. See, now you stay with the word of God. Because this generation today and so forth, you know, they tell you a different thing and so forth. You stay with the word of God and you come out from among them. Don't mingle with that crowd. See, because the Bible says that the road that leads to destruction is very wide. There's a lot of people. See, everybody is doing it, doesn't make it right. See, and they are all heading in the wrong direction. See, you know, but the road that leads to life is straight and narrow. Now that's straight, spelled S-T-R-A-T, not S-T-R-A-G-H-T. S-T-R-A-T means it's narrow. It's kind of tight. You know, like Lord said to Abraham, this place is too straight for me and thee. You know, kind of narrow. See? And they strive to enter in into that narrow road. Praise ye the Lord. As we've always said from this pulpit, you know, you're going to have to do more than just say, I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. That's not going to get the job done. See, that's the reason we have all this mess today. Because people say, I accept the Lord as my personal Savior, and that it has the connotation that you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is just accept. No, you have to do something. And what you have to do is come out from among them. See, and be ye separate. You cannot drink of the table of the Lord and then drink of the table of devils. You cannot have it both ways. Make a choice. Choose you this day whom you will serve, the Bible says. You know, so he says, we are epistles read of all men to be seen of God. Now, this is the two-part C we're talking about. Now, God already knows who his people are. See, some people say, well, you know, God knows who his people are. Well, sure, he does. But he requires that his people depart from iniquity. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And now, here's what I'm going to close with this morning. It's a short message this morning. He said, depart from iniquity. Yes, because God has fixed a time where you can't do it anymore. You can't go back and forth. He's fixed it. Now, this is the time. Turn with me to Revelation 22. And we're going to close with this. Revelation 22. Here's what it says. I'm going to start from verse 10. He said unto me, seal not the sayings. He said, now let's grip that word seal again. Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, because the time is at hand. Now verse 11 is the one that I really want to read. He that is unjust. See, there's a time that God has fixed it. See, there's coming a time that this prophecy, this Revelation 22:11, God is going to fix it. So you be careful now. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. See, there's no more repentance then. Can't do it. See, he that is filthy, let him remain filthy. See, you can't go back and forth. But he that is righteous, I love this part. See, you know, the filthy, the unrighteous, the unjust, that's not for me. Praise the Lord. Here's the one that's for the children of God. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You say, can we be holy? Can we be righteous? Absolutely. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. In case you don't believe me, I don't have this scripture marked down, but the Lord's just telling me to read it. And I'm going to read it in John, 1 John chapter 3. In case you think, oh, well, we can't do that and so forth like that. 1 John chapter 3, and I'm going to read from verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Now he tells you point blank. See, he that committeth sin is of the devil. You say that's in the scriptures? Yes, it is. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And did he ever do it? Now he moved that devil all over Sheol and the grave and so forth, and he took the keys of hell and death for him, and he gave us the victory, and he broke the power of sin, and we no longer have to be under the sin nature. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whosoever is born of God, see, when you get into this sonship, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. For the seed of God remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he's born of God. You say, wow. Say, now listen to verse 10. In this the children of God are manifest. This is how you tell them apart. The children of God and the children of the devil. You know, this scripture tells you just the way it is. You know, Jesus one time said, you are of your father the devil. You say, you say, Jesus spoke like that? That's pretty rough. Well, better be rough with them now than where they are going. Because it's going to be pretty rough out there. So when we cut like this, it is so that we make sure that you lay hold on eternal life. How many of you say praise the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Well, that's the way it is. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. Now that's the reason why the Lord wanted me to read that. I knew there was something in it. I was wondering, you know, I'm reading down through there and so forth, you know, and he dropped that one right down at the bottom. See? Now that is something, isn't it? You see? If you don't love your brother, he say you are not of God. Wow. See? You say, love my brother. You know, one time Peter, he always had a big man. Come to the Lord and say, well, my brother, he sinned against me and so forth like that, you know. How many times? You have to forgive him already. 7 times. And the Lord always having an answer for every man. He knew his heart. And he told him, Peter, you know, 7 times for you especially is not enough. You're going to have to do it 490 times in one day. Oh boy. And that's a lot. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And then he went on and he told them this beautiful story. I'm not going to read it this morning, but you read it in Matthew chapter 18. And he told it to them, you know. And he talked about forgiveness and all of these things and so forth. And he talked about the story of the servant that owed his master so much, and his master forgave him because he couldn't pay. And then the very servant, he turned around and grabbed his fellow person by the neck that only owed him just a fraction of what he himself owed. And he roughed him up, put him in jail till he should deliver. I've always wondered, how in the world is he going to pay anything when he's in jail? You know, so he's going to be there for a long time. See, but the Lord, when he found out about that, he was pretty rough. Yes, sir. But he's always firm. See, God is always righteous. See, when we stand before the Lord, see, some people, I've heard some people, some unbelievers, of course, especially when I was younger, they'll say, well, you know, when I get up there, you know, and so forth like that. No, when you get up there, his eyes are like a flame of fire. You won't be able to say nothing because it's finished. It's final. He's the righteous judge. In fact, they'll be crying for the mountains to fall upon them. See, when he comes in his glory at the end. So, and you know, they'll not be able, nobody's going to be able to say anything because the books will be opened. And the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. Everybody will finally confess that Jesus is the righteous one. See, I don't care what kind of life they live. You know, people, when they, you know, some people go through, they live the worst life here on earth. And when they die, people go and deliver some kind of eulogy and so forth. And tell them, oh, you know, wonderful man and so forth. You know, and they say all these kinds of things, you know, to people that never even cared anything about the gospel and so forth. And thinking that, you know, maybe if they say all these nice things about this person, it's going to change anything. It's not going to change anything. This is the time. You better make sure. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So anyway, he tells them, he said, except ye forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. Well, some people don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. Because Jesus said, you read the last chapter of John, of Matthew chapter 18, the last verse of Matthew chapter 18, and you see there, except you forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. And we don't want that now. See, we want to forgive. And when you stand praying, forgive, so that your prayer may be answered. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Just a short exhortation for us this morning to remember two things. The Lord, he already knows that we are his. But he demands perfection. He demands holiness. You say, well, I can't do it. Well, no, you can't. That's where the power of the Holy Spirit comes in. Because we cannot do this by ourselves. But when we believe in him, we ask him to help us. He will give us that power to overcome the sin nature. Blessed be the name of Jesus. God is not glorified when our life is lived in sin. Because he already broke the power of sin. He said, now is the judgment of this world. See? That's right. And he named three things. When the Holy Spirit comes in, what he's going to do? He's going to, you know, convict the world of sin, righteousness, and of judgment, and so forth. So, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. We cannot live one day like children of God, the next day like children of Belial. It's not going to work. See, we must all the time put on Christ and let the reflection of Christ be in us. Praise ye the name of Jesus. What will Christ do? Some people say that. What will Jesus do? But I've seen some young people that wear this band. You know, what would Jesus do and so forth like that? You know, and that's a good thing. See, but sometimes they even forget. See, and they do exactly the opposite. Well, here's what Jesus would do. Jesus would stay right with the Word of God. Every time. And that's what you ought to do. See, you ought to stay right with the Word of God every single time. Because that's the promise that he gave. He said, if you come out from among them, and if you do all of these things and so forth, see, then will I receive you. And then will I be a father unto you. And then you shall be my sons and my daughters. Let us pray. I want every hand raised. Let's just pray and ask God this morning. I want everybody, you know, just thank him if you have received this grace. Thank him for the grace of God that is keeping you from the sin nature. Thank you for the grace of God that is keeping you above the sin nature. Because he can do it too. And Lord, we pray this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you because the sheep of the Lord, they know his voice. And a stranger's voice, they will not follow. They will stay right with this word. They will not turn to the left, and they will not turn to the right. It is the devil that comes to steal, to kill and destroy. But I am come, Jesus said, that they might have life, and that abundantly. And today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. And you said, well, you know, I'm already a child of God. That's exactly right. He was writing this to children of God. Let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord, let them depart from iniquity. Let your life be perfect. And let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. You say good works? Yes. Jesus said it himself. Let them see your good works and let them give glory to our Father that is in heaven. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The Lord is not glorified in our life. He said, let every child of God be careful not to suffer as a sinner or an evildoer. But if you suffer for Christ, say, then rejoice. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will empower your people. Yes, Lord. Empower every one of us this morning to strive to enter in at the straight and the narrow gate. Blessed be the name of Jesus. These paths of righteousness will lead you straight to the gates of heaven. But the gates of hell will be right there, trying to prevent you from getting on the paths of righteousness. So you must determine in your heart. You will stay on that path. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness, sir, is righteous, even as he is righteous. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, because this word, say the word that I speak, the Bible said, is spirit and life. And he said, I will raise them up. Say, he that heareth my word and believeth in me, he said, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he said, no matter which way he goes, say, I will raise him up at the last day. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you for that promise, Lord, that you will raise us up at the last day. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. And everybody said amen. Amen. Say it again, amen. Amen. Say it again, amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.